Lesson 25. Impressive. She serves as an impressive reminder of the great ships of the past. One day he saw Lincoln, a tall, shambling man, long, bony, gawky, but tremendously impressive. The minister of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs made an impressive speech. Steamship. Before they were replaced by steamships, sailing vessels like the Cutty Sark were used to carry tea from China and wool from Australia. Steamships are large non-military ships driven by steam power. The designer put a steamship model on the desk and asked the assistants to approach. Vessel. He drifted about the house like a rudderless vessel in a rocky stream. A French naval vessel is in the harbour. Era. It marked the end of the great tradition of ships with sails and the beginning of a new era. The handshake between President Nixon and Premier Zhou Enlai made a new era in the relations between China and the United States. To get a complete story of missile development in the space age era, we must go back to World War II. Java. The first of the two ships to reach Java after the race had begun was the Thermoplay, but on the Indian Ocean, the Cutty Sark took the lead. Rudder. In August, she was struck by a very huge storm during which her rudder was torn away. The sailor who board ship without a rudder and compass never knows where he may be cast. Both our engines and rudder have got out of control. Roll. The Cutty Sark rolled from side to side and it became impossible to steer her. By dawn the weather had calmed and cleared, but the ship still rolled in heavy swells. Kiefer screamed with pain and rolled on the ground. Steer. The oiler steered and the little boat made good way. Yet he went on trying to steer the ship of their dual life. Temporary. A temporary rudder was made on a board from spare planks, and it was fitted with great difficulty. To each passenger, his seat was his temporary home. The land sail was a mere temporary expedient for dealing with an immediate need. Plank. This small bridge is made of thick planks. Fit. We're fitting new locks on the door. He has the upper floor and ramps are fitted everywhere for his convenience. Equator. After crossing the equator, the captain called in at a port to have a new rudder fitted. The equator is a great circle midway between the North and South Poles. A person who lives at the equator is in accelerated motion due to the Earth's rotation. Delay. Even this was remarkable considering that she had had so many delays. What's the delay? Anyone finding the wallet is requested to bring it without delay to the town hall. Lesson 26. Influence. No one can avoid being influenced by advertisements. Do not imagine that I want to influence you. The same reasons which influenced me then will influence me now. Pride. Much as we may pride ourselves on our good taste, we are no longer free to choose the things we want, for advertising exerts a subtle influence. Newland Archer always prides himself on his knowledge of Italian art. He prided himself on always doing the thing he had determined to do. Taste. You would be surprised at the extent of his knowledge and the sensitiveness of his taste. There is no accounting for tastes. Exert. The consumer will exert a measure of influence over the market economy. Bob's parents have been exerting pressure on him to give up his job. Subtle. Satire is a subtle art. This is an extremely subtle diplomatic problem and needs careful handling. Advertiser. In their efforts to persuade us to buy this or that product, advertisers have made a close study of human nature and have classified all our little weaknesses. This advertiser seems to have exhausted his wits. The advertiser split off from his partner and started a company of his own. Classify. He classified the phenomena he observed according to the way he sensed them. Within a few years, he had written 5 books, none of which could be classified as fiction. Magic. An advertisement which begins with the magic word free can rarely go wrong. Ma Liang, the magic brush, is one of my favourite tales. She has a magic touch with plants. There is a green kingdom on her balcony. Sample. These days, advertisers not only offer free samples, but free cars, free houses, and free trips around the world as well. The shopping mall is giving away free samples of this new brand of cooking oil. The nurse took a sample of my blood. Devise. They devised hundreds of competitions, which will enable us to win huge sums of money. This system was devised because gold was no longer sufficient to finance balance of payment deficits. Many may have to rely more heavily on the short-term stores of energy and perhaps also devise new storage methods to supplement those of nature. Capture. Radio and television have made it possible for advertisers to capture the attention of millions of people in this way. The company captures a large share of the market. The moon was formed elsewhere in the solar system and was later captured by the Earth's gravitational field. Manufacturer. During a radio program, a company of biscuit manufacturers once asked listeners to bake biscuits and send them to their factory. I always read customer mail, so I'm well aware that most people write to the manufacturer only when there is a problem. The air conditioner did not work, so we sent it back to the manufacturer. Wheelbarrow. One lady brought in a biscuit on a wheelbarrow. The gardener put the withered flowers in his wheelbarrow. Roger hid the stolen statue in a wheelbarrow and came back for it at midnight. Boot. A little later, a man came along with a biscuit which occupied the whole boot of his car. Among other problems, the cardinal was too small and had no boot. I found a little cat sleeping in the boot of my car. Ingredient. It had been baked by a college student who had used over 1,000 pounds of fat and 400 pounds of various other ingredients. Flour and honey are the most important ingredients. Inspiration and perspiration are the ingredients of success. Crane. It was so heavy that a crane had to be used to remove it from the lorry. Cranes have come into their present widespread use only since the introduction of steam engines. The band hired a crane to lift the piano into the theatre. Anticipate. The manufacturers had to pay more money than they had anticipated, for they bought the biscuit from the student for $24,000. The football players anticipated nothing but friendly congratulations and a substantial check. In business, you've got to anticipate how your competitors will act. Lesson 27. Philosopher. In the light of this statement, teachers live by selling knowledge, philosophers by selling wisdom, and priests by selling spiritual comfort. He was a philosopher, full of little sayings and homilies about the ways of the world. Few philosophers live philosophically. Wisdom. Wisdom is the knowledge of good and evil, not the strength to choose between the two. There was a certain wisdom in his words. Priest. Roman Catholic priests are not free to marry. The citizen served as warrior in youth and priest in his old age. Spiritual. What she wants is nothing but spiritual peace. The world would be a better place if everyone found his own spiritual home. Grudge. There are times when we would willingly give up everything we possess to save our lives. Yet we might grudge paying a surgeon a high fee for offering us precisely this service. He grudged his horse the grass it ate. Surgeon. A good surgeon is said to have an eagle's eye, a lion's heart, and a lady's hand. In the middle of the meeting, Tony suddenly recalled he had an appointment with the dental surgeon. Passerby. Beggars almost sell themselves as human beings to arouse the pity of passerbys. At least three passerbys witnessed the accident. The tourist stopped a passerby and asked him the way. Dignity. In seeking independence, they do not sacrifice their human dignity. It wounded his dignity, and he locked himself up in silence. My dear Glaucus, a Roman noble has his dignity to keep up. Deliberately. He has deliberately chosen to lead the life he leads and is fully aware of the consequences. I've never hurt anyone deliberately. The spy deliberately let out the secret. Consequence. The consequences of every act are included in the act itself. In consequence, he was dismissed from his post. Afflict. He may never be sure where the next meal is coming from, but he is free from the thousands of anxieties which afflict other people. All of them were afflicted with a feeling of sad helplessness. Peptic ulcer of the stomach afflicts more than 10 million people in the world. Ease. His few material possessions make it possible for him to move from place to place with ease. Her attention was given to enjoying Marian's ease of manner and flow of ideas. He settled himself on the chair perfectly at ease. Nature. By having to sleep in the open, he gets far closer to the world of nature than most of us ever do. Layla is a true daughter of nature. They stopped to admire the beauties of nature. Contempt. We often speak of tramps with contempt and put them in the same class as beggars. But how many of us can honestly say that we have not felt a little envious of the simple way of life and their freedom from care? Owen was listening to this farrago with feelings of contempt and wonder. The rich were out of her reach, and the poor were beneath her contempt. Envious. He was envious of everyone else's success. It made me a little envious that I was not a member of their club.